这是一个非常大的一个责任。
You have to know answers to things that there are no answers to.
所以呢，你也必须给他们回答一些问题没有问答案的问题。
You have to be able to fix anything that's broken.
所以你破碎的东西，你应该会去修。
Even sometimes if it's a broken heart.
甚至于你的心碎了，你要去修。
But there are times when fathers can do no wrong.
但是呢，有的时候父亲不能做错。
When that child is small, they look up to you as a father.
当那个孩子婴孩的时候，看到你的面孔的时候。
And they think you can do no wrong.
他们认为你不会做错。
But we as fathers know that we must depend on our heavenly Father for wisdom.
所以呢，我们做父亲的，我们是要依靠天父的智慧。
And so this morning, I just want to talk to the fathers that are here this morning.
今天早上我要跟在座的父亲们来谈。
I want to look at the words of wisdom from Solomon this morning.
今天早上我们从所罗门智慧来看智慧。
In chapter 22 and verse 6, he gives us the admonition that we need as fathers.
在22章呢，这里呢给我们一些劝告。
Solomon was writing to us, giving us what we need to do.
所以所罗门所写的是让我们知道怎么做。
Now this isn't original with Solomon, it's not just his thoughts.
所以这个不只是所罗门的思想。
But if you look back in the Bible when God was giving the law to Moses,
所以当你看到旧约时，当这个神给摩西这个律法的时候，
He gave the responsibility of training the children to the fathers.
所以呢，他给父亲的责任呢，来教养这个孩子。
And so when Solomon is writing here in chapter 22, verse 6,
所以这里箴言22章第六节所罗门所写的，
He says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it."
他说教养孩童呢，使他们走当行的道路，就是到老呢，他也不会偏离。
Now this word training here is more than just teaching or giving instruction.
所以这里的教养并不是只有给孩子一些这个知识的教导。
This word training here means to be an example.
这里的教导呢，是说你要做一个榜样。
I don't know if you have ever tried to put something together just with an instruction book.
你有没有曾经尝试过按照这个那个说明书呢，要把事情把那个东西拼起来。
And the instructions may be fairly clear.
但是那个引导的那个、叫你拼的东西是非常清楚的。
But it's difficult to put it together with just the instructions.
如果你只照那个步骤的那个来拼起来是不容易的。
But if you see somebody or have somebody teach you how to do it, it's much easier.
但是如果有人经过，有人教导你来做，你做起来就很容易了。
If that person has put it together before, they can teach you better than just the instructions alone.
所以那个人如果能够教你怎么拼胜过于只是按照那个指示来做的话，那是最好的。
And that is what is being talked about in this verse.
那这节经节就是这样的一个意思。
We can tell our children what to do.
我们可以教孩子怎么做。
But the scripture tells us to be an example for them to follow.
但是圣经教导我们要做他们的榜样。
And I believe that there are two areas where we need to be an example.
我相信我们有两方面需要做榜样。
The first thing we need to do is teach our children how to pray.
第一个件事情就是我们教导孩子怎么去祷告。
Now I'm not talking about just what words to say.
我不是想说只说什么话。
Not just the structure of prayer.
也不是只有一个教导的模式。
But teach them by an example of being a prayer.
就教导他们做一个祷告的榜样。
The best way to teach your children to pray is let them see you pray.
所以最好教导孩子祷告，就让他们看到你祷告。
If you want your children to learn to talk with God, then you must talk with God.
如果你要你孩子跟神讲话，你必须要跟神讲话。
If you want your children to know how to pray, then you must teach them by example how to pray.
如果你要你孩子怎么知道怎么祷告，你就是自己要先祷告，让他们看到你祷告。
We need to teach them not only how to pray, but we need to teach them how to be thankful also. We live in a society that isn't very thankful. But it is important for us as fathers to teach our children to be thankful. The way that they see that is if we are thankful. If we are thankful, then they will understand that being thankful is important. We need to be thankful for the gifts that God gives us. If we praise God and give Him thanks for what He's done for us, they will also do that. We need to teach them how to praise God for His many blessings. Let me ask you, when was the last time you praised the Lord for His blessings?
我问你,最后你一次为神的恩典感恩的是什么时候?
Many children are unthankful because their parents show them that attitude.
很多孩子不会感恩,就是因为父母亲从来就没有这样的一个感恩的那种态度。
But if we live a life that is praising God for His blessings, they will be thankful.
如果我们为了活着,为了神的恩典感谢,他们看了他们会感谢。
Another thing that we need to teach them is how to study the Bible. All too often we leave that responsibility for the church. Too many times we leave that responsibility for the pastor or the Sunday school teacher. But we need to show them how to study the Bible by studying it ourselves. Know what it says. So that when your children have questions, you can answer those questions. If you study the Bible, then you will understand how to teach them how to study. We must teach them how to study God's Word. That is their instructions for how to live a godly life. And it's not enough to just tell them to read it. We must be an example of reading God's Word. We must be an example of studying and learning what God is teaching. We need to be an example in what we say yes. But we also need to be an example in our lifestyle. Many times it doesn't matter what we say, it matters how we live. If I tell my children to behave, but yet I break the law, what are they going to understand? If I tell my children to not fight, but yet they see me quarreling with other people, what are they going to do? They're going to follow my example, not my words. It is important that our lifestyle matches with what we say. It is important that what we say and the way we live are the same thing. The first thing we need to make sure that our lifestyle in dealing with other peoples is Christ-like. In our business relationships, in our public relationships, do we live an example of Jesus Christ?
在我们做生意,在我们跟人的关系,
I met a man several years ago who was a businessman. He claimed to be a Christian also. And he would go to church every Sunday. But on Monday at business, he was very deceitful. His business was very corrupt. And as time progressed, his children became the way he was at business. And he asked me, what went wrong? Why aren't my children Christians? He said, I took them to church every Sunday. I sent them to good schools. I tried everything to teach them the gospel. The problem wasn't what he said, but it was the way he lived. The children saw his life, and they knew that he was not a Christian because of his actions. So it is important that we live our Christian life in front of our children. Our children see us at home. Our children see us when nobody else can see us. We may be able to come to church every Sunday. And we may fool everybody in the church into believing we are just fine. But your children see you at home. And they see you what you're like when nobody else is around. And it's the life that you live at home that they will copy. We need to make sure that our life in the home is an example of Jesus Christ. Because it's this life that will dictate our priorities. Let me ask you, what are your priorities as a father? Is it your priority to be wealthy? Is it your priority to be a successful businessman? Or is it your priority to be a godly example of Jesus Christ? Your children will know what your priorities are. When I was growing up, my father was a great example to me. He was a missionary and a school teacher for many, many years. In fact, he is still a professor at a Bible college. It was a priority from him to get good grades, for me to get good grades. Having a good education was a priority with him. He didn't have to constantly remind me because his life was showed me that it was a priority. But more than that, he showed me that serving Jesus was a priority. It was his most important thing to be a Christian at all times. And I understood that it was a priority to be a Christian. Because that's what my father spent his time doing. That was what my father spent his energy doing, was serving Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this morning, what is your priority? Is it your priority? Is that what you spend your energy on for the things of this world? We need to ask ourselves as fathers, what is our priority? I understand we must work jobs in order to feed and clothe our families. But what is our priority? What is the most important thing to us? Because what we find important, our children will find important as well. I like to play ball. When I was growing up, I played every kind of ball I could. I love athletic activities. You can tell by my age that I don't play as much anymore. You can tell by my weight, I don't run a whole lot anymore. But when my children were little, we played ball together quite often. Because I enjoyed that. It was something that I enjoyed doing, so I involved them in doing it with me. And we would spend time together playing ball. And because it was something I enjoyed, it wasn't long until it was something they enjoyed as well. As I have gotten older, I find it more difficult to continue to play with them. A few years ago, I broke my ankle. And after that, I realized I was not as young as I used to be. I still enjoy it, though. And my children still understand that I enjoy it. Let me ask you, what do we enjoy the most? Because what we enjoy is what we will involve our family in.
你所享受，你就会啊，就是会参与整个啊进去。
I have tried my best to begin to involve my children in ministry.
我就开始呢，想要啊参与我孩子的这种啊牧养。
And today, two of my children are in other countries spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天我有两个孩子。 在做宣教,福音宣教的工作,在其他国家。
And I'm trying to teach them that that is the best thing you can ever do.
我就一直教导说,这是你一生中最好的事情你该做的。
Oh, I don't claim to be perfect.
我没有说我是完全的。
I have made many mistakes.
我做了很多错误。
But I have a heavenly Father that helps me.
我有天上的父亲,他可以帮助我。
And because I enjoy ministry, they are also learning to enjoy ministry. Let me just ask you this morning, what is the most important thing to you today? As a father, is it your highest priority to see your children saved? Is it the most important thing for you to see your children understand the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is it something that you enjoy yourself? Because if it is, that ought to be something that we begin to involve our families in. The writer Solomon says, train up a child in the way he should go.
Solomon, 作者说, 教养孩子, 使他们行当走的路。
And I would challenge all of us fathers here this morning, let's be that godly example that we need to be.
今天向父亲们挑战，成为神要你去成为父亲的一个榜样。
And if you are here this morning and God hasn't been your first priority, let me challenge you to make Him your first priority.
如果你今天在座了，上帝不是你最重要的，我希望神在你一生当中成为是最重要的。
Ask your Heavenly Father to help you, and He will help you.
你向天父祷告，帮助你，他就会帮助你。
So that you can be the earthly example of Jesus Christ to your children.
你在地上可以作为耶稣基督的榜样。
Thank you so much for your kind attention.
谢谢你专心的听讲。